Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to do a deep dive into some of the more interesting stories kids are reading in The Juice this week.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see what's capturing their attention.
It really is.
And then how we can maybe connect that back to some real-world learning and topics.
Exactly, like this one about a baby born in a Krispy Kreme parking lot.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
During a snowstorm in Alabama.
Of all places, right. Alabama and snowstorms don't usually go together.
Right. It sounds crazy, but, apparently the roads were so bad they couldn't get to the hospital.
Wow. Yeah. Talk about something on your feet, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting how this story can be a good way to talk to kids about, what do you do in an emergency?
Right.
What's in a first aid kit?
Absolutely.
Those kind of practical life skills that you don't really think about.
That are so important.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the heartwarming story of a donut shop delivery.
Yeah.
It's about using that as a springboard for some deeper conversations.
Totally. And on a completely different note, we've got the Super Bowl coming up.
Oh, yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Huge.
Which could be a historic moment for both teams, potentially.
Yeah. It's always a good opportunity to talk about, teamwork and competition and just the history of the event.
Yeah.
You could even, dive into the strategic side of things.
Oh, totally.
How teams analyze plays, make decisions under pressure.
Yeah, for sure.
It can be surprisingly engaging for kids.
Definitely. And don't forget about the cultural impact, too.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the Super Bowl is more than just a game.
Huge.
It's a spectacle. It's a shared experience that brings people together.
Right. Now, for a story that might raise some eyebrows, Elon Musk shutting down USAA.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, claiming it was wasteful.
Especially in terms of, how do we even discuss this with kids?
Yeah, this is a big one.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of how we discuss complex political issues with kids.
Yeah. There is definitely going to spark some debate around the dinner table.
Oh, absolutely.
What I think is fascinating is that, this touches on the role of government.
Right.
The effectiveness of aid programs.
Mm-hmm.
And even just the influence of individuals like Elon Musk.
For sure.
So it's a good chance to encourage critical thinking and, help kids understand different perspectives.
And how to form their own informed opinions.
Absolutely.
Which is so crucial in today's world.
Totally. Okay, shifting gears a bit. We've got the Louvre Museum in Paris getting a major makeover.
Oh, wow.
Apparently the place is literally falling apart.
Really?
Which is kind of a shame considering its historical and artistic significance.
Right. It's a good reminder that even the most iconic structures need attention,
Totally.
And it sparks some interesting discussions about art history and architecture and even the challenges of preserving our cultural heritage for future generations.
Yeah.
What can we do today to make sure that those treasures are around for centuries to come?
It's a great way to connect the past to the present and maybe even inspire some budding artists or historians.
For sure.
You could even tie it into a discussion about travel and different cultures.
Yeah.
Using the Louvre as a starting point.
And speaking of connecting with the past, The Juice also featured a quote from Neymar.
Oh, really?
That soccer superstar.
Yeah.
About focusing on self-improvement rather than trying to be better than others.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, that's a great message for kids.
Especially in a world where comparison and competition can be so intense.
Totally.
It's a good opportunity to talk about setting goals, working hard, and, finding satisfaction in your own progress, regardless of what others are doing.
It's about fostering that intrinsic motivation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And finally, we have a story that is truly out of this world.
Okay.
The confirmation of a super Earth relatively close to us.
Oh.
This planet, called HD 2794 Did, is 6 times the size of Earth.
Whoa.
And scientists believe it could potentially have conditions suitable for life.
Now that is sure to capture the imagination.
I mean, a planet 6 times the size of Earth, what would that even be like?
Right.
It's a fantastic opportunity to talk about space exploration.
Yeah.
A scientific method and just the sheer vastness of the universe.
For sure.
You could even use it as a writing prompt.
Totally.
Imagine you're an astronaut landing on this super Earth.
Yeah.
What do you see? What do you discover?
What would gravity feel like?
What kinds of creatures might live there?
Totally.
I think this is a great example of how these stories in The Juice can spark curiosity and inspire learning that goes far beyond the app itself.
Making those real-world connections that bring these stories to life and make them meaningful for kids.
And who knows, maybe one of those kids reading The Juice today will be the one to make the next groundbreaking discovery or create the next masterpiece.
Oh, wow.
Or even lead the way to that super Earth someday.
That's a thought that truly inspires.
It really does. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those imaginations soaring.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.